Boeing whistleblower ends up dead after exposing corner cutting. By Donald Jeffries. Whistleblower John Barnett, who worked for 32 years at aviation giant Boeing before retiring in 2017, was found dead in his car on March 9. His car was parked outside a Charleston, South Carolina hotel, and authorities claim his death was the result of a self-inflicted bullet wound. This was just days after Barnett's blockbuster testimony against Boeing. As the Daily Mail reported, Barnett's death came during a break in depositions in a whistleblower retaliation suit, where he alleged under-pressure workers were deliberately fitting substandard parts to aircraft on the assembly line. In 2019, Barnett first told the BBC how Boeing cut corners by rushing its 787 Dreamliner jets into service. The whistleblower also informed BBC that substandard parts had even been removed from scrap bins and fitted to planes that were being built to prevent delays on the production line. He additionally charged that the emergency oxygen systems had an alarming failure rate of 25%. Barnett's death came at a convenient time, after several Boeing aircraft had recently been grounded due to major construction issues. This included a United Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 crashing off the runway at Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport due to gear failure, a day after a United Airlines Boeing 777 was forced to make an emergency landing after losing one of its tires during takeoff. In January, a door on an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 blew out in midair. At the time, there was speculation that the disastrous diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI agenda may have been the culprit. United Airlines has been in the forefront of these potentially life-threatening DEI practices, which lower standards for the sake of woke political concerns. United CEO Scott Kirby freely admitted, in a recent interview, that the airline no longer is seeking the most qualified pilots. They have set a quota of 50% for women and non-whites in their Aviator Academy classes. Delta Airlines is moving in the same direction, mandating that black and brown applicants be capitalized when referring to race, but not white. Even more troubling, the Federal Aviation Administration, under the leadership of alternative lifestyler Pete Buttigieg, is aggressively recruiting applicants with severe intellectual disabilities. Elon Musk was among those concerned with this trend, asking on X, "Do you want to fly in an airplane where they prioritize DEI hiring over your safety?" Boeing's 2022 SEC filing shows that the annual bonus plan for executives was changed from being based on increased shareholder profits to hitting increased DEI targets. Barnett's lawyers dispute the suicide verdict, despite the fact a suicide note was allegedly found on the scene, though its contents have not been released. John was in the midst of a deposition in his whistleblower case, which finally was nearing the end, they told the New York Post. He was in very good spirits and really looking forward to putting this phase of his life behind him and moving on. In an official statement, his attorneys, Robert Turkowitz and Brian Knowles, said, "We need more information about what happened to John. The Charleston police need to investigate this fully and accurately and tell the public. We didn't see any indication he would take his own life. No one can believe it." More significantly, Barnett is alleged to have told a close family friend that, "If anything happens to me, it's not suicide." This friend, identified only as Jennifer, declared, "I know that he did not commit suicide. There's no way. He loved life too much. He loved his family too much. He loved his brothers too much to put them through what they're going through right now." He allegedly told his mother his suitcase was packed and he would be driving home. Hotel staff members said he appeared to be acting normally. Washington, D.C. whistleblower attorney Stephen Cohn said that there was no reason for the case not to continue, even after Barnett's death, noting, "He won't be able to get reinstatement, but the estate should be able to get compensatory damages for the stress that he suffered and back." Retirement. Barnett had alleged that he'd been retaliated against and had been subjected to a hostile work environment. Knowles and Turkowitz stated, "John was a brave, honest man of the highest integrity. He cared dearly about his family, his friends, the Boeing company, his Boeing co-workers, and the pilots and people who flew on Boeing aircraft. We have rarely met someone with a more sincere and forthright character." We need more information about what happened to John. The Charleston police need to investigate this fully and accurately and tell the public what they find out. No detail can be left unturned. From the DC madam to Seth Rich, too many whistleblowers end up paying the ultimate price for their truth-telling. They deserve respect and admiration from all of us. Donald Jeffries is a highly respected author and researcher whose work on the JFK, RFK, and MLK assassinations and other high crimes of the deep state has been read by millions of people across the world. Jeffries is also the author of three books currently being sold by AFP Bookstore.